Well, the commodity markets tumbled after the USDA released its August yield estimates, which came in significantly higher than expected. Dr. John Newton, AFPF Director of Market Intelligence, responds to those numbers. Well, as a matter of fact, the Federation Director of Market Intelligence talked about where USDA may have found those actual extra numbers.
USDA came out with corn yields that are above trend and soybean yields that were well above the market expectations. I mean, we saw prices really tumble following the report. You know, where USDA is getting this information, leaning on the crop condition information as much as they are some of their surveys.
And, of course, Newton says another big shock in the report was the predicted soybean yield. Combine a record amount of soybean acres planted with a USDA prediction, and Newton said U.S. farmers would put out another record crop.
Last year, the record crop was due to very exceptional soybean yields, and this year, the record crop is really driven by an expansion in planted area, but certainly that yield number coming in where it did led to another record crop to be expected for soybeans, and that's really pushed prices lower in the face of, you know, a record crop last year and a record crop that came online from South America, another bumper harvest of soybeans here in the United States. In order to move that product, it's going to move at a lower price.
Well, Newton says the key thing to remember, these aren't the final numbers. Late planted corn in several parts of the country means it's still maturing. So there will be opportunities for USDA to make adjustments in yield projections and planted acreage.
While I expect the crop size to get a little bit smaller, I don't think it's going to get substantially smaller just because conditions are close to where they were on average. I think crop yields come in around trend and a haircut to harvested area should work to pull down, especially on the corn side, the ending stocks next year. There's a lot of uncertainty in the market. Any potential reductions in that crop size could provide an opportunity to lock in some more favorable prices for that new crop corn and soybeans.
Well, again, Dr. John Newton, American Farm Bureau Federation Market Intelligence Director. Well, we're going to take a break here, and when we come back, we're going to talk about what is going on at Dakota Fest. Well, not so much today, but we'll talk about what's going on the final day of Dakota Fest. That's coming up right after these words.